This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says he called off military strikes against Iran Thursday, just minutes before they were set to happen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Cocked and loaded, the president says the Pentagon was ready to retaliate after Iran downed an American drone. But he tweets he called off the strikes 10 minutes before they were to be launched after being told 150 people could die. The tweet raises several questions, such as how the president could only have learned about potential casualties minutes ahead of time. Military planners here at the Pentagon would typically have shared that much earlier. The pullback's another indication the president does not want to escalate the clash with Iran, though he's not ruling out future strikes. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, U.S. airlines have been told to avoid Iran in the midst of the current tensions. As Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports, some European and Asian airlines are choosing to do the same without being told.
The move comes after Iran shot down a U.S. Navy drone. Washington and Tehran can't agree where that incident took place. The U.S. says the drone was downed in international airspace over the Gulf. Iran says the drone violated its airspace. On Friday, it said it refrained from shooting down an accompanying U.S. patrol plane at the same time. It says a P-8, an adapted 737 airliner, also violated its airspace. Whatever the truth, it's alarming for airlines.
Julian Satterthwaite of Reuters. With about an hour left in the trading day, Wall Street was little changed as U.S. Vice President Mike Pence decided to defer a speech on China policy. It increased some optimism on the trading floor, but the Dow Jones is higher, the S&P are in negative territory. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping wrapped up a state visit to North Korea Friday, the first by a Chinese leader in 14 years. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports, the visit came as both Xi and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are locked in their own standoffs with U.S. President Donald Trump.
From all outward appearances, Xi Jinping's visit to North Korea was meant to reinforce ties with a key ally. But the visit also sent a message to Donald Trump. Kim wants to show Trump he can look to China for economic help amid stalled nuclear talks. Xi, who's locked in a trade war with the U.S., is looking for leverage ahead of crucial talks with Trump next week. Xi offered to help with North Korea's security and development. He also vowed to play an active role in nuclear talks, but it's not clear how the visit will help move those talks forward. Trump recently said he's received beautiful letters from Kim, and a breakthrough could come next week when Trump travels to South Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Thousands of student protesters dressed in black marched in Hong Kong Friday, demanding the full withdrawal of a controversial extradition bill and the resignation of the territory's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam. For a time, protesters disrupted traffic and blocked the main highway leading to the legislative complex, which the government closed for the day. Friday's demonstrators also urged Hong Kong officials to retract the description of the June 12th protest as a riot, to release all the protesters arrested and drop charges against them. The protesters also wanted the government to conduct an inquiry into the use of force by police during recent demonstrations. The government has not responded to those demands. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido said Friday he told UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet about the need to oust President Nicolas Maduro and end what he called the country's suffering. Guaido met with Bachelet in Caracas on the last day of her visit to Venezuela. She is scheduled to meet separately with Maduro before leaving the country. Guaido told reporters after the meeting that Bachelet's visit would serve to bring solutions to the catastrophe that this country is experiencing. The battle over Missouri's abortion clinic was back in the courts. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
Missouri's health department has declined to renew a license to perform abortions for the state's lone clinic, but the St. Louis Planned Parenthood affiliate can continue to perform that procedure for now. St. Louis Circuit Judge Michael Selzer says a preliminary injunction he previously issued to allow the clinic to continue to perform abortions remains in place. Clinic leaders say the license fight is part of an effort by an anti-abortion administration to eliminate the procedure. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.